Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday. And thank you particularly for stepping into this teaching with me that Derek Prince has been giving us on life's bitter pool. This week has been absolutely transforming for us. I hope you've been here every moment. If you haven't, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org to hear what we've been hearing. But I want to tell you that this teaching has been dealing so much with life's bitternesses and disappointments and disillusionments in a very real way, and yet giving us the keys to not living out the bitterness that can so taint our souls. And I want to urge you today, as you step into this teaching with us, to get really practical in the application of this. The worst thing that could happen in Derek Prince Legacy Radio is that people listen to the teachings, talk about how great the teachings are, and never apply them. Would you take a sheet of paper and prayerfully begin to write down the difficult and wounding experiences of your life that either have or have the potential to seed bitterness, pour bitterness into your soul? You know, the Bible speaks of bitterness like a poison. It actually tells some folks that they are poisoned by bitterness and not of any use to the Holy Spirit. And so I want you to begin to get very, very practical as we come to the last couple of days of this teaching and begin to look honestly at the bitterness-producing experiences of your life, because we're going to pray for you. We're going to apply the Word to what you're doing. We're going to lead you in getting clean, and I want you just to be ready for this. So, as we head into the teaching today, begin to make a list of the experiences and even the feelings of the things that have the potential to really taint your soul with bitterness. Let's get to it, as Derek Prince teaches us on Life's Bitter Pool.
Yesterday, we looked at the first aspect of the revelation, the healing tree, and I pointed out that the word tree in Hebrew is used of a tree, whether it's growing or whether it's cut down. It's used of a gallows, of a gibbet, and it's used of the cross. And so that tree there that made the bitter water sweet is for you and me a picture of the cross of Jesus. On the cross of Jesus, he was made a curse. That's from the Old Testament. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Jesus received the curse that we might receive the blessing. Jesus drank the bitter that we might enjoy the sweet. On the cross, he was wounded that we might be healed. On the cross, every human need was met by the substitutionary, atoning, sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. That's the healing tree, the revelation of what was accomplished for you and me by the death of Jesus on that tree, which was the cross. Today, I want to look at the second aspect of the revelation, the Lord, our healer. You see, in every spiritual experience in which we relate to God and we receive provision from God, we always need to look beyond the provision to the provider. The provision was the tree, but the provider was the Lord. And the Lord did not allow Israel merely to receive the revelation of the tree, but the revelation of the tree led up to the revelation of the Lord as their healer. I'll read these words again in Exodus 15, verses 25 and 26. Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. There he made for them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. And he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer, or I am the Lord your healer. You see, the ultimate revelation was not a revelation of a provision, but a revelation of the provider. And that's a very important principle that you need to lay hold of. Every revelation of God, if we follow it through to its intended conclusion, will bring us to God Himself. I am the Lord, your healer. That word that's translated healer is the modern Hebrew word for a doctor. It hasn't changed in over 3,000 years. And that's exactly what it means. We need to understand that. The Lord desires to be His people's doctor, our physician. It was that revelation for which He was preparing His people when He brought them to the pool. It is a revelation. It is not something that the natural mind can receive. Normally, we have to come into some kind of a situation where we need the revelation. Many years ago, I myself lay for 1 year on end in hospital with a condition that the doctors were not able to heal. And in that situation, through the Bible and through the Holy Spirit, the Lord revealed Himself to me as my doctor. I am the Lord, your healer, your doctor, your physician. That's the revelation to which He's bringing us. You see, one thing we have to understand is that God never changes. He not merely was His people's doctor, He is His people's doctor. Let me just read to you two or three scriptures. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, right at the end of the Old Covenant. I, the Lord, do not change. Or, I am the Lord, I do not change. He was, He is, He will be. He doesn't change. Our healer, our physician. And then in the New Testament, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. You know, so many times we can believe for yesterday and we can believe forever, but what about today? We can believe, oh, it happened in the Bible and it'll happen when we get to heaven, but don't forget it's today too. Today Jesus Christ is the same as He was when He was on earth. Today God is the same as He was at the bitter pool. He is our physician, our doctor, our healer. There's one verse in the New Testament that describes the ministry of Jesus on earth, which I think says it more completely in one verse than anywhere else I know. It's Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Peter is speaking to the household of Cornelius, and he's describing the ministry of Jesus on earth as he himself witnessed it. And this is what he says, Acts 10, 38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. See, what blesses me is we have all three persons of the eternal Godhead. God the Father anointed Jesus the Son with the Holy Spirit. And what was the result? Healing, liberation, deliverance, wholeness for everybody that Jesus came in contact with. It seems to me, if I can say it reverently, there's almost a jealousy between the persons of the Godhead when it comes to blessing the human race. Not one of them wants to be left out. The Father anointed the Son with the Spirit that all of them might share in this ministry of mercy and deliverance and making whole. This is the revelation of God's eternal nature. God allowed His people to come to a place of need there at the waters of Marah so that they might receive the revelation.
You know, Derek is talking about the power of revelation and how we need revelation in our experiences and even of our experiences. Let me give you something to pray. In Ephesians 1, Paul prays that we might have a spirit of wisdom and revelation to know Jesus better. I want you to pray in your life, and specifically I want you to pray over each of the experiences that have produced bitterness and disappointment, disillusionment in your life, that God will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation so you can know Jesus in those experiences, but also so that you can have a revelation of what those experiences were really about. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Have you ever wondered where you belong? Wondered how to find your place in this world? Searching for that longed-for spot where your gifts are maximized and your days are filled with meaning and purpose? Finding it can seem impossible. And if you're like many believers, you have questions such as, where should I live? What should I be doing? And who can I turn to for advice? In the classic audio series, Finding Your Place, Derek Prince will help you answer these and other vital questions as he explains that God has a specific purpose and a special place for you to fit into His plans. This 3-CD set explores a theme of tremendous importance to every Christian, because until you find your place, you will never be totally fulfilled. Now, you can receive Derek's 3-CD series, Finding Your Place, for only $14.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a place for you. Discover your calling and find your place. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Find out more when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thankful that you're here on this Thursday. Thankful particularly that we are dealing with a topic this week that is real, that is cutting edge, that really is vital, decisive for most of us who are listening. And that is the whole issue of bitterness, disappointment, disillusionment, life's bitter pool. We all have opportunity to be offended and to be wounded. The issue is, how do we respond? And Derek Prince is teaching us how. If you've missed any of this teaching, log on to derekprince.org. And joining me here in just a moment will be Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministry. So let's listen as Derek teaches us about life's bitter pool.
God allowed His people to come to a place of need there at the waters of Marah so that they might receive the revelation. Now today, if you're in a place of need, if you feel that you're faced with those bitter waters, I want to suggest to you that you take the attitude, God permitted this. God is in this. He has a program. I won't grumble. I'll pray. I'll wait on God. I'll allow Him to speak to me. I'll let Him show me the revelation that He has for me in this situation. I want to emphasize once more that the full purpose of God was not merely to reveal the tree, but to reveal Himself. I think this needs to be said to multitudes of Christians today. We are never intended by God to stop short at an experience, at a doctrine, at a revelation, at a blessing. Thank God for every one of those things that we receive, but we cannot rest in them. Each one of them, in a sense, is somewhat impersonal and impermanent. What we need in the last resort is a person. And every true doctrine or revelation we receive will always lead us, in the end, to the person of God Himself. I want you to follow me just in a few scriptures from Old and New Testament that bring out this principle. Exodus 19:4. God said to Israel, "You yourselves have seen what I did in Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to Myself." Notice, the purpose of God was to bring Israel to Himself. Not just to the law, not just to a covenant, not just to the promised land, but to Himself. That's always God's purpose. And then in Psalm 73, verse 26, the psalmist says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." God is my portion, not some blessing, not some experience, not some revelation. God is my portion. I'm not going to settle for anything less than God Himself. Isaiah 12:2, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." That's a revelation. When you can say the Lord is my salvation, not the church, not a doctrine, not an experience, but the Lord, there you are secure. There you've come to the fullness of the revelation. Don't stop short at the tree. Don't stop short at the experience, no matter how blessed it may be. Always move on to the revelation of the Lord Himself. And then those beautiful words of Jesus in Matthew 11:28. "Come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's the ultimate invitation. Come to Me. I will give you rest. Don't stop short at anything less than God manifested in Jesus Himself. Come to Him. He will give you rest. You see, the human heart craves a person. The human heart can never be satisfied with something impersonal. Ultimately, we need a person. And God is the person that every one of us needs and needs to come to know.
You know, Derek is powerfully emphasizing the fact that if we are going to walk through life free of its deformities and the damage it tries to do, we're going to have to embrace Jesus as the healer. God went out of his way in the scriptures to identify himself as the healer, to explain healing, to make himself a source of healing, and we must have a revelation that Jesus is the healer. There's not anything that can befall us in this life. There's no deformity, no damage that Jesus cannot heal and restore. May the Lord give us a revelation of Jesus as the healer of our lives and the restorer of our souls. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Have you ever wondered where you belong? Wondered how to find your place in this world? Searching for that longed-for spot where your gifts are maximized and your days are filled with meaning and purpose? Finding it can seem impossible. And if you're like many believers, you have questions such as, where should I live? What should I be doing? And who can I turn to for advice? In the classic audio series, Finding Your Place, Derek Prince will help you answer these and other vital questions as he explains that God has a specific purpose and a special place for you to fit into his plans. This 3-CD set explores a theme of tremendous importance to every Christian, because until you find your place, you will never be totally fulfilled. Now, you can receive Derek's 3-CD series, Finding Your Place, for only $14.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a place for you. Discover your calling and find your place. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Find out more when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being here. I hope you've been with us every minute of everything that we've heard from Derek Prince this last week, because Derek has been teaching about life's bitter pool. It has been such a cutting-edge teaching for so many of our lives. If you've missed any of it, log on to the website at derekprince.org. But to help me make practical application of it today, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, is here in the studio with me. And Dick, thanks for joining me in this.
Stephen, this is such an important series, and I really appreciate what you've been sharing so far and look forward to what we're going to talk about here today.
Well, I do believe that this is a real cutting-edge issue for most people. I mean, you and I have both seen folks in the latter part of their lives, and you can tell that the tracks, the conduits of bitterness have just been woven into their souls, or perhaps the better way to say it is that the pipes have just been laid in their souls, and they just give full vent to bitterness for situations that are decades old. And in a sense, they're ruined. In a sense, their marriages are ruined. Their businesses are ruined. I know 65-year-old men who are talented and gifted, but they're alone. They've driven off friends, driven off spouses, because bitterness just has free reign in their lives. And I want to see something better happen in the lives of our listeners.
For sure. You know, the thing that I think that comes to my mind, too, is that I think some people don't know that there's an alternative to that. They don't have, they've never been told, you don't have to live in this. You can step out of this. There is a way that you can transcend this whole pool of bitterness that is basically overcoming you and dominating your life right now. So I want to deal with that. I know there are folks out there that are listening right now who have that situation. Maybe they've never, you know, maybe you've never had the idea. There's something I can do about this. I'm not stuck in this forever.
You know, that really is an important point, because I do think a lot of people think that it's just the way life is, or it's their personality. I've had people say to me in my office as I was pastoring, you know, it's the way my family is. I'm Irish. We just have a temper, you know. And I don't think they're looking for an excuse. They've genuinely believed the lie that a life of bitterness and vendettas and you know, one of the measurements for me is, do you walk around just breathing bitterness to people in your private times? Does your steering wheel, you know, when you're alone in the car, get a full blast of your anger? You know, if you're rehearsing those things, you have definitely stepped into a situation where your soul is tainted by bitterness. And I want people to understand that that yes, God has given them a basic personality, but then there are soul ties, and there's demonic forces, and there's sinful tendencies and generational curses, and of course, Derek teaches us how to break all of those things. But there's also the fruit of the Spirit. And right. and no matter what your the bent of your personality and your family heritage is, you've got the opportunity to have the Holy Spirit producing the character in the life of Jesus. And he was not a raging idiot. You know, he was not a font of bitterness.
Right. Well, the thing that I'm very aware of, I've been reading in Luke 8 recently, the story of the woman who had the issue of blood, the hemorrhage, and then also in that same story, Jairus, who was a temple official, who both of them had a situation that was really they could have gotten overwhelmed by it. This woman had literally had her life draining from her for 12 years, but somehow she got a hold of the thought, and it's a simple thought. She just said to herself, if I can just reach out and touch the healer, if I can even touch the hem of his robe, something is going to be transformed in my life. And Jairus, who was the temple official, was on his way to see Jesus, and different versions of the Gospels say that his daughter had already died. One says that she was dying at the very moment that he was reaching out to encounter Jesus. But something in him said, if I can just talk to Jesus, if I can just get Jesus to engage in the situation, I will be healed. My daughter will be healed. You know, and I think that's where we're headed with all this. That's what Derek has been talking about all this week. It's like you have to not be swamped in life's bitter pool, but you've got to be able to step out of that and touch the Lord who is able to remedy that situation.
Oh, it's absolutely true. And yet, when you're mired in that bitterness, you know, I have a friend who's humorously threatening to write a book. He says, I'm going to write a book called Demons I Have Known and Loved. And I think it's a great title because it's the very things that are killing us about our personalities and the way we function that we love so much that are the problem. And so, you know, I want to ask you, Dick, if you wouldn't mind, I always want, and especially this week, to make this practical in people's lives. Take us to prayer for just a moment and pray the very things that you've been talking about into the lives of our listeners.
I will. Father, we come to you right now, and first of all, Lord, we confess that we have been beaten up by life. There are circumstances that have done a number on us, and we come to you, Lord, with that recognition. Also, we come to you, Lord, and we confess and repent that we haven't handled these things very well. Lord, there's something in us that is willing to just coddle that whole thing of bitterness and to draw it close to us and allow it to take root in our hearts. And we ask your forgiveness for that, Lord. We want to repent for that. But having done that now, Lord Jesus, we turn to you and we say, you're the only hope we have. If we can just touch you at this time, if we can just reach out and draw from you the power to deal with this bitterness and this disappointment and the things in our heart that are just so discouraged, if we can just touch you, even the hem of your robe, and if you'll just touch us at this time, we know that we'll be healed. So right now, Lord, we reach out and touch you, and we receive from you right now your healing power to deal with the bitterness and disappointment in our lives. And we will walk from this moment, Lord, in the healing that you provide, for we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dick, thank you, and thank you for your sensitivity on this subject.
Well, thank you, Stephen, and I just have a sense as we're praying that many who are listening have been touched by this and have reached out and touched Jesus and will be walking in newness of life as a result.
Oh, I think you're right. Well, that is all the time we have for today. You don't want to miss tomorrow where we're really going to be ministering this in a practical way. But like I say, that's all the time we have. So for everyone from Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield here with Dick Leggett. Join us again tomorrow as The Legacy continues.
To order your own set of Derek's CD teaching series, Finding Your Place, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic CD series is yours for the special price of $14.95. 800-448-3261. 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771
or order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.